was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Tammy and I are here together. Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Yes, we're excited. I'm glad to see you guys over on the chat. I'm sorry, Songbird's not feeling good, but I'm glad that you guys are here, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk more about, what is our role as far as praying, and as well as what our forefathers knew, and that they were trying to give us so many clues. And I think you're really, really going to like it, and just to keep your eyes open to some of these things that maybe you've never seen before. So I hope you'll really enjoy it. This is the website right here. If you're not familiar with our site, it's freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. We look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is biblical. I met someone this morning who was saying that she's been on our channel. Hey, Corey, if you're listening, that she's been on with us since the very, very beginning, and realizing how this is biblical. So it's really exciting that we've been part of this battle for all this time. And here we are. I feel like we're at this big moment. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to get started. On this channel, though, right here, freedomforce.live, we've got videos, we've got health information, we've got all of the social media, we've got information about end times. This is, understandably, they misled us, and they knew what the truth was, and they hijacked the seminaries, and they misled us. So the great news is it's the end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's where we're headed. We're heading into beautiful golden age days that eyes not seen and ears not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Right? Amen, Tammy? Amen. We're gonna talk about that today. Don't forget to hit the like button real quick. Go ahead and hit that before we get started. Hit the like. Make sure you've subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung. And make sure that you always share this information. Thank you for doing that. Let's pray. Again, Lord, we praise you. We thank you that you know the end from the beginning. You have this all planned out, all mapped out for us. And thank you for so many clues that you have given to us in your word. And thank you for revealing these things to us. Thank you for awakening us. Lord, we're ready for the awakening of all of humanity, and so that we can finally cast out these evildoers and be done with them ruling over us. Lord, thank you for our wonderful president and all those who are working alongside him. Lord, all this, these things that have happened this week have been very strange. But we trust the plan. We trust you. We trust that you are directing all these things. And we're going to enjoy the show. We're just going to be calm and at peace, knowing that you are in control of all of it. And this is the great day we've been waiting for all our lives. We praise you and we thank you. And all this we pray in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right. Yeah, so today is day seven. Of the counting of the Omer. Look at this beautiful golden bundle of grain. Looks like a big pot of gold, right? We've been counting 7 weeks. For 7 weeks, so 7 times 7. And it's like, if you go to Vegas, you pull that slot machine, ding, 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 ding. ding, you're the winner. You got the 777. So tomorrow is the day of Pentecost. That was the day when the disciples were in the upper room. They were recounting the Omer. They were there to celebrate Pentecost, and they realized that this was a big day, but they didn't realize the blessing that was coming. And I think we probably have the same thing. It's like, okay, what is the blessing that is coming? And I would love it for it to be the Great Awakening. I would love it for the Lord to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Yeah, I'm ready. I know you are too. And I think that we've already seen a lot of it, and we're ready for that big mass start awakening, right? If you're a key follower, you know what I'm talking about. All right. So, we're talking about all these psalms and these hymns that we have heard all of our lives, and maybe we've not even paid that close attention, and certainly not connecting them to end times and what we're experiencing right now. So Tammy is my lovely assistant. She's going to read some of these things. This is from the song Joy to the World. And you guys know the first stanza, so she won't sing or read those. I didn't ask you to sing them. But then read for us verses 3 and 4. Well, first do 3.
Okay. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. It's a little small.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry about that.
He comes to make his blessings flow. There we go. Far as the curse is found.
Amen. All right. So you know the song. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. So this is what the curse is being eliminated as his blessings flow to the entire world. We've not come this far for 2,000 years since the great first Pentecost, where the disciples had the blessings of God's Spirit poured it onto them to escape Earth. We're not leaving. They're leaving. The bad guys are leaving, and we are going to stay. And it's just flowing till all the curse is gone. And think of it that way. Kind of like if you think of when you're washing. And you just wash out all the dirt, all the evil, all the bad things get washed away. All right. So, I don't know that we really thought about that in a large setting of humanity. But that's really the picture. Yes, of course, in your own personal life, that the Lord removes all these things that have infested your life, certainly, clearly. But then it's bigger. It's for all of humanity. The blessings are flowing to all of humanity. All right. And you see that why the gospel has gone to all the world. All right. Number 4. What does that one say?
He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love and wonders of his love.
That's right. All right. So they were looking forward to this day when he would rule the world. It's in your song that you sing every Christmas. And this is, to be honest, it's really not a Christmas song. It's a song of the end times. Did y'all know that? It's really, this song is not really intended for that. You know, to joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. It's talking about his millennial kingdom. Welcome to the king. The king of the world will rule. He'll rule the world. And the world will be truly under his authority. Let's just be honest. It has not appeared that he is the king, because look at the evil that has happened. But imagine this world filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. As I read so many verses to you guys all the time, this is what the joy to the world is about. Did y'all know that? It's not really a Christmas song. It's not about his first advent, but his second advent as the king of the world. Awesome. How about that? All right. And he will make, he rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove. In other words, and I really don't think it's talking about nations as in Italy I think it's talking, as so many times in God's word, it's talking about he's destroying the nations. I think it's the Nazis. That's the Nazis, the evildoers. He makes them prove that he's the king, because we know the promise that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord, right? Of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth, every knee will bow, right? And that's what we're going to see. We're actually seeing now. So very, very, very exciting to see everything bowing to the authority of our Lord Jesus as the ruler of the world. How about that? All right. So how about this song? Have you ever heard of this song? Read the words for us, Miss Tammy.
Okay. Jesus shall reign where the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore till moons shall wax and wane no more.
Yes, there you go. Have you ever heard that song before? That's an oldie but a goodie. Jesus shall reign wherever the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore till moon shall wax and wane no more. Does it sound familiar? Have you ever heard that? We don't sing these old hymns anymore, but they really were rich in their words, you know, and I love the current praise songs. Don't get me wrong. I love them. I think that they really help us to connect in our hearts with the Lord. So I love them. But I think these old hymns have a richer context. The text is richer. He will reign wherever the sun does its successive journeys run. Anywhere you see the sun, that's where he is going to reign. He's reigning everywhere. Okay, where the sun is shining. His kingdom stretches from shore to shore till moons shall wax and wane no more. He will, in other words, forever. This is the point. His kingdom is spreading and spreading. And someone mentioned, well, yesterday they mentioned in the comments, and thank you everybody for always making comments, and especially on X, if you can help me make comments on X, that really helps the algorithm. Tammy and I have been doing a training on how to really grow our X account, because I don't think I'll ever get my original account back, and that grew a lot because of Q. And so help us to, if you can go and make sure that you're on X, you're following over on X, and that you make comments. But anyway, someone in the comments yesterday said something like, well, I thought we were in the golden age. Well, clearly the wars haven't stopped. You know, in the complete golden age, there will be no wars. They'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. So we're at the dawning of the golden age. Okay, and if you think of it as just starting to, the light is starting to shine, and it'll get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And so in this way, you know, he will reign wherever the sun, and his kingdom has been advancing. And now, we see it much brighter since the Great Awakening, right? We all see things much, much more brightly than we did before. But imagine him in full sunshine, like high noon, full blast sunshine of his kingdom throughout the world. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get to see it. We are living in the day as this is his kingdom is coming and his will be done. All right, so I won't read the whole thing. I've just got a few little hot highlights for you guys. This was a really good one. To read that one for us, please.
Oh, can we say we are ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come?
There you go. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Here you are. If you ever doubted, girls and boys, I'm so used to teaching little kids, my children, if you ever wondered if you really were hearing from the Lord, the answer is yes, you have been. You have been. Thank you, KL270B, 270B. If you were wondering, am I really hearing your voice? Am I really, really hearing you? I think I'm hearing you in my heart. You are. Because you're watching and you're waiting and you are aware. You know, and I'm not saying that the other people who are not, you know, don't love the Lord. I'm not saying that. But I will say this, that he did tell, remember the virgins, he said, I want you to, you know, keep your lamps trimmed. Keep them bright. Keep them burning to the break of day. Remember that little kid's song? You know, have those lamps trimmed so you're listening and that you hear his voice when he calls. Remember that other passage I've read to you many times in the Minor Prophets? It says that when he whistles, you will come running. You know, you did. You did. Have you been watching? Have you been waiting? And when the Lord shall come to take his kingdom, to be crowned the king. And so the great news is that you have. So I want you to just, you know, tell the Lord, you know, thank you that you have been speaking to me in such a clear way that I heard your voice. I think the biggest thing is, and I'm sure you guys know this, I'm not, you know, telling you anything you don't know, is that as we walk with him in purity and in his ways, we hear his voice better. That's what keeps our lamps trimmed, right, Tammy?
Yes.
If we have sin in our lives that we know that we, you know, is not right, and that we are not repentant, have not repented of, you can't hear him. You can't hear him as well. You can't hear his voice. And so it's really important that, you know, we keep, I love you, be careful. Papa's going on a, our family member is in a baseball game, a state, and we went to state championship. So he's going to go. I told him I would watch Buddy. And so he's leaving. All right. Now, anyway, the other thing I was going to say is he said, if you will not watch, remember that verse, you guys? It says, if you will not watch, then I will come upon you in an hour you don't know. And so the thing is, we are watching, we are waiting, we are, and we are, we now realize this is it. This is it. And we're watching his kingdom come. And it's very exciting. Yeah, and then look I didn't highlight this one, but at the beginning, at the top, it says, when Jesus comes to reward his servants, whether it be noon or night, faithful to him, he will find us watching with our lamps all trimmed and bright, right? Just like I was just talking about the virgins who, I think it's in whatever passage it's in. Anyway, that's what he has wanted us to do. Yeah. If at dawn of the early morning, he shall call us one by one, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer, well done. I hope and pray he will. I think he will. I think he will, as we've been faithful to just do his will every day and being part of his battle. Isn't that beautiful? All right. So now,
he's coming.
Yes. Read that one for us.
Okay. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hey, read the whole thing if you don't mind. Just okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay. He is coming, the man of sorrows, now exalted on high. He is coming with loud hosannas in the clouds of the sky. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is coming again. And with joy we shall gather round him at his coming to reign.
There you go.
Keep going.
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
So I thought, I love that. It says, at his coming to what?
Rain.
To reign. To reign. See, that's where I think that the modern teaching of end times has failed us. It's failed us because it has not focused on his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It has not focused on his kingdom, that he's the king of this kingdom to rule and to cast out the evildoers. It's focused on escape. It's focused on that we have to get out of here and that God is going to rain down judgment on everyone who is left. And that's, in my humble opinion, that is not the case. The Lord is raining down judgment on the wicked, on the Satan worshipers, on the evildoers, not on us. If you're not familiar with the books, they're right here on Amazon. Come on, little mouse. Amazon right here. If you look at, if you just search End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, or just End Times, it should come up. Just End Times and 1,000, you'll come up with the other books, End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, all the minor prophets there that told us all this great news, and also 17 Bible stories about how this is biblical. We're actually seeing all this happen just like the Lord told us. He, in this great, you know, all these Bible stories are basically our playbook. We know that we would join along with him just like Gideon did against the 300, that they would just, the bad guys would destroy themselves. We know that the Lord is we're having all these plagues, and that the Lord is going to lead us across the Red Sea to the Promised Land. We know that we're marching around the cannibals, and their walls will come tumbling down. I mean, all these Bible stories we've heard all of our lives, we know We know it's going to happen because the Lord has put these things there for us. So thank you, Lord, for doing that for us. All right, so hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is coming to reign. Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah in the chat? Because it's not that the evildoers will, that their reign will be over.
Right. It says he's coming again.
Yes. 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 And with joy, we shall gather around him at his coming to reign. So we're going to see him ruling the world, and that no more will we have these awful people running things. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing that. We're already seeing that. As righteous, the righteous will rule and reign with him. As we see the righteous being put into these positions of authority, like with President Trump, like with, you know, Pete Hegseth, like with, you know, all these. I don't need to go through the list of all these ones who are fighting so hard. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And it will only, as I said before, it'll only get brighter and brighter and brighter. All right. So that just gives you a sampling of some of the songs. Here's one. Lo, he comes. Sorry, I don't have this formatted that well, but lo, he comes with clouds descending. Okay, again, don't think of it as puffy clouds. Okay, try to overlook the picture of that, because it's not about coming down in puffy clouds. But here, let's read verse 2, and we'll just start with verse 2.
The full verse.
Yeah.
Okay. Every eye shall behold him. Robed in dreadful majesty, those who set at naught and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree. Deeply wailing, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, shall the true Messiah see.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, and so on that, this is the issue, that those who, not to think of a particular group or ethnicity that nailed him to the tree, think of the demon worshipers. This is Satan worshipers who said we must destroy him. The people, the masses, loved the Lord. They were doing the hosannas and welcoming him into Jerusalem, and all excited and out in mass to hear every, you know, just sitting on every word, forgetting about, we don't need food. You know, we just want to listen to him talk, right? But the evildoers, the wicked, the ones who have hijacked the authority to use it for evil, they are the ones who, you know, whether then or now, just continually nail Christ to a tree. They're like, we don't want to do anything righteous. We're going to want the world to be run for evil. But now they're going to see that he's the king, and they'll be deeply wailing. Like, oh no, he is the king, and we're finished. All right, so read verse 3.
Okay. Every island, sea and mountain, heaven and earth shall flee away. All who hate him must confounded hear the trump proclaim the day. Come to judgment, come to judgment, come to judgment, come to judgment, come away.
These songs, are y'all hearing these songs? They knew because they knew their Bibles. This is so clear all throughout God's Word. Uh-oh, I think I've lost. Hopefully the rumble is still up. Hopefully I didn't mess it up. Anyway, they knew these things. Isn't this amazing? They knew these verses. They knew the Bible. They knew things, and they knew what was coming. And they hadn't been tricked into thinking about escape. They knew that there would be this judgment. They knew that all these would... And when it talks about island, sea, and mountain, those people in authority, it's talking about the New World Order, all the minions, whether it's, you know, the little ones or the big ones, you know, whoever's in that group, they will flee away. They will leave, not us. All who hate him must confounded hear the trump proclaim the day. Well, that's quite interesting. Wow. Hear the trump proclaim the day. Did they know? I didn't write this song. Did they know? Right? Come to judgment. Come to judgment. Come to judgment. Come away. They are going to be brought to judgment. And here in a little bit, we're going to read a little bit of Revelation 14, because that's talking about the grapes of wrath being crushed. Right? All right. So yeah, that one is, they're all so good. Look at all these. Look at all this. See the Son of God appear. And just all, you know, just whenever you just crack open your hymn books, if you have an old hymn book, and just see some of these songs. All right. There's light upon the mountains. Try this one. And I'm so sorry that the I don't know what happened to my formatting. Okay. All right. So try that one.
Okay, there is a light upon the mountains, and the day is at the spring, when our eyes shall see the beauty and the glory of the King. Weary was our heart with waiting, and the night watch seemed so long, but his triumph day is breaking, and we hail it with a song. In the fading of the starlight, we can see the coming morn, and the lights of men are paling in the splendors of the dawn. For the eastern skies are glowing, and with lights of hidden fire, and the hearts of men are stirring with the throb of deep desire. There's a hush of expectation and a quiet in the air, and the breath of God is moving in the fervent breath of prayer. For the suffering, dying Jesus is the Christ upon the throne.
Woo!
And the travail of our spirit is the travail of his own. He is breaking down the barriers. He is casting up the way. He's calling for his angels to build up gates of day. But his angels here are human, not the shining host above. For the drumbeats of his army are the heartbeats of our love. Hark, we hear a distant music, and it comes with fuller swell. 'Tis a triumph song of Jesus, of our King Emmanuel. Zion, go ye forth to meet him, and my soul be swift to bring all thy sweetness and thy dearest for the triumph of our King.
Oh my goodness, isn't that the greatest song? Have you ever heard that song before? I'd never heard that song. I don't even know how I found that song. There's a light upon the mountains. Look at this. They knew it. Isn't that something, you guys? Isn't that an amazing song? Mm-hmm. Our forefathers knew these things, again, because they knew the word. And they were looking forward to this day. They had been under the boot, and they knew that it might not happen in their day, but that one day this would happen. You know, and that's, you know, for us, we've been under their boot, but we, you know, had been so led to believe we had to escape, whereas, you know, that we need to now lay hold of this, these beautiful promises. When our eyes shall see the beauty and the glory of the King, our King ruling the earth. I want you to just hold that in your heart, take that in. Weary was our heart with waiting. The night watch seems so long, but his triumph day is breaking, and we hail it with a song. How about that? Isn't that a beautiful? Yes, my name 66, glory to the King. His triumph day is breaking. We are the blessed of the Lord to see this day. Isn't that awesome? The fading starlight, we can see the coming morn. All the lights of men are paling in the splendors of the dawn. For the eastern skies are glowing as with lights of hidden fire, and the hearts of men are stirring with the throb of deep desire. That's why we constantly are like, hurry, come on. As our Lord Jesus told us at the very end of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We want this, his kingdom to come. That's the whole reason he's saying, we're saying, come quickly. They made it where like, don't come quickly because we don't want all this, you know, this bad stuff to happen. No, we want this evil to be removed from the earth. We want the righteousness to be spread throughout the world where he is ruling the world. In the fading of, okay, so that's the throb of deep desire. Everybody who's in this movement is like, come on, talk about the throb of deep desire. Haven't we seen that over and over and over? This is for years. Everybody's like, come on. There's a hush of expectation, a quiet in the air. The breath of God is moving in the fervent breath of prayer. For the suffering, dying Jesus is the Christ upon the throne. He's no longer the suffering, dying Jesus. He is the Christ upon the throne. Oh my goodness, I love this song. And the travail of our spirit is the travail of his own. Okay, and you guys have heard me say this before. You know, when he's talking about the woman in labor, He'll say, he says, I've been, you know, for so long, I've been silent, but now I will cry and moan and pant like a woman in labor. You know, and we feel the same way. We're like, come on, birth this baby, get this baby born, get the kingdom to born on earth. That is the travail. Travail is a word of labor, right? The travailing in labor pangs. And this is, we feel the same way. We're like, we all are pushing this baby out. Anyway, if you're not familiar with that, I talk about that in this, actually in both these books, and the 1,000 Years of Peace and the Major Clues from Minor Prophets. If you go on website, freedomforce.life, and you scroll down, you'll see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. It's basically the woman in labor, the sign of the woman in labor, which is where, as in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, it says there was a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. So yeah, this is a beautiful promise that we would travail and have this birth. He's breaking down the barriers, casting up the way, calling for his angels to build up the gates of day. But his angels here are human. How about that? His angels here are human. That's you guys. Yeah. Not the shining hosts above. We are his agents here on earth. Yes, the angels are fighting alongside us. Don't get me wrong. This is all throughout God's word that they were fighting alongside angels. But he's saying that you are his agent. We're not sitting by idly to let him do it. He's called us into this battle. That's why we're here. That's why we share all the social media. Well, that's why we post. That's why I'm, you know, as I said before, asking you guys to help me. Again, don't, if you're not familiar, over on X. Let me see if I can find my X account super quick. Let me see if I can. X right here. X, if you look right here, Melissa Redpill. Melissa Redpill is the X account. I'm going to pop that right into the chat right now. So if you guys can please help me. And like I said, whatever you can do, if you can make comments over there, then that can really, really help the algorithm. For some reason, it's like 27 times or some crazy number. It's like all of a sudden, because of you guys commenting, it really helps the information to fly. So anyway, that's what it says. And so I was like, that's why what we'll do. All right. So, we hear the distant music. It comes with fuller swell till the triumph, 'tis the triumph song of Jesus, our King Emmanuel. King Emmanuel, remember what King Emmanuel means, right? Is that he is dwelling with us. Emmanuel, it means God with us. Zion, remember the city of God. Zion is the city of God, the people of God. Wherever you live, doesn't matter about a physical geolocation, it's talking about that we are the city of God, that we dwell in all the world. Go forth to meet him, my soul. Be swift to bring all your sweetest and dearest for the triumph of our King. Ah, isn't that awesome? Okay, so we'll stop for right now on the songs. But, once I get this kind of formatted, maybe Tammy, you can help me with that. And we'll pop this out for people so you guys can have this. Would you like to have this file? Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I've been mocked too, Roxanne. I've been mocked too. You know what? And it was because she said she shared the woman in labor and with people. And so, yeah, I just, yes, same thing with me, hun. Same thing with me. It's okay. It's in mm-hmm. God's word. And, you know, maybe some people don't see it, but the Bible says 18 times something. He's wanting us to know about it. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, not everyone's watching and waiting, as we were saying before. Not everyone is watching and waiting, but we are. All right, now, let's read Psalm 35, okay? And go ahead and you can just start, if you don't mind, start at the beginning, Tammy.
Sure. Can we make it just a little bigger?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If we can, there we go. Okay. Thank you. O Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight against me. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. Lift up your spear or a javelin against those who pursue me. Let me hear you say, I will give you victory. Bring shame and disgrace to those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. Blow them away like chaff in the wind. Wind by the angel of the Lord. Make their path dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. I did them no wrong, but they laid a trap for me. I did them no wrong, but they dug a pit to catch me. So let sudden ruin come upon them. Let them be caught in the trap they set for me. Let them be destroyed in the pit they dug for me. Then I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be glad because he rescues me.
Amen. Amen. Wow. What do y'all think of Psalm 35? That's legit. That is a prayer you can pray. Oh Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight against me. Have y'all prayed that? Is that how you pray? This is how we need to pray. This is legit prayer. This is sanctioned prayer. The Psalms are teaching us how to pray. If you're like, I need to learn how to pray, go to the Psalms. The Psalms will teach you how to pray. Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Now, not all the Psalms are what you call imprecatory Psalms. The imprecatory Psalms are where you're praying the Lord will bring down judgment on evildoers. It's not about somebody, as we talked about last week, not someone who cut you off in traffic. It's not about someone who hurts your feelings. It's about those who are doing evil. Those who are doing evil. Okay? Those who are intentionally trying to, as it says here, oppose what we're trying to do as righteous. And they're trying to fight righteousness. We see this with some of these people, you know, the Schumer and the Shifty Ship and the, you know, the Brennans and the Comeys. They're trying to prevent righteousness in America. Lord, oppose those who oppose us. Fight those who fight against us. Okay, are y'all with me? Okay, write this down. I put on the social media all these different Psalms to pray. And so this is our role is to, yes, to share, you know, but more importantly, to pray. And this is what we're praying for the Lord to do, is to destroy these evildoers who have controlled our country. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid, Lord. Imagine that you're asking, Lord, come to battle for me against these people. Put on your shield. Prepare for battle. Come to my aid. Lift up your spear and your javelin against those who are pursuing me. He's saying, spear them, Lord. Take your javelin against them.
Yeah.
That's what it says. That's what it says. And this is what we need. We need the Lord to destroy the evildoers. We need him to chase them, as I've read many times to you from the minor prophets like Amos, chasing them into the night. Mm-hmm. He says, even if they go down to the pit, to the depths of the ocean, I will send the sea serpent after them to bite them. This is the prayer. Lord, to pursue them. Remove them from these positions of authority. Remove the fake news. Remove these ones who are preventing the truth from coming out. Oppose those who oppose us. Okay, are y'all with me? Yeah. Okay, yes, I see D. Reese is giving the amen, and my name's giving a heart. Yes, this is, yes, warring in the spirit, yes. All right, so let me hear you say, I will give you victory. I want you to hear that from the Lord. He will give us victory. If you've ever heard anything from me, you know the Lord will give us victory. Am I right? I've said this over and over and over. We're going to win. We're going to win. President Trump has that song, right? Vincero, right? Vincero, right? That's I will win. The Lord will give us victory, no doubt about it. Bring shame and disgrace on those who are trying to kill me, kill our country, kill, you know, who are trying to do evil, who have poisoned us and done the jab and done all these things to our country. Bring shame and disgrace on them. And that's really what the whole point really of social media is, that we're exposing them before all the world. Have this truth run so people will realize that they are not someone to emulate or to honor. They are people who deserve shame and disgrace. Turn them back. Humiliate them. Okay, how about that for a prayer? Humiliate them, turn them back, blow them away like chaff in the wind, like dust in the wind, like dust in the wind. That's what this is kind of from that verse, from that the song is written from this. Blow them away just where they, and they just disappear and make them just blow away and be gone from our country. Please, Lord, do this. Remove these, like President Trump keeps saying, the fake news is the enemy of the people. These people, the lies that they incessantly do, and that's why it's so important for us to be out there countering what they say with truth, right? And so we do truth bullets. We're not using real bullets. We're using truth bullets. A wind sent by the angel of the Lord, an angel to blow away these lies, make their path slip dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. How do you like that? With the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Make their path dark and slippery. You're on a dark path and it's slippery. You're going down. This is going to happen, right? But he makes our way the light, filled with light, right? And he guards our steps. Praise the Lord. I did them no wrong, but they laid a trap for me. This is who we're talking about. Again, not the person who cuts you off in traffic, not the person who maybe hurt your feelings. This is about the ones who've intentionally sided with demons to do evil on the earth. This is who we're talking about. The evildoers, the ones who've sided with Satan. Let sudden ruin come upon them. Oh, I forgot one. I did them no wrong, but they dug a pit to catch me. Everything we learn that this is what they've done intentionally to harm humanity. They've intentionally done this to destroy humanity. And they just refuse to stop because they've sided with demons. So evil. But that's the red pill. That's the red pill everybody has to swallow down. These people are doing it. It's not that we have a difference of opinion. It's that these people are literally, have sided with demons to destroy humanity. And this is who the imprecatory psalms are against. Destroy them, Lord. Humiliate them, Lord. Blow them away, Lord. Have the angel of the Lord pursue them. Let sudden ruin come upon them. Sudden ruin. I'm ready for that. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. And I wouldn't mind if it was on Pentecost. I'm just saying. I wouldn't mind if there's the great awakening and the harvesting of humanity, of where everyone awakens, where God's spirit is poured out on all flesh. Lord, have that happen. And then everyone will see who's the evildoers, mm-hmm. and then that sudden ruin, because there's all the shame and disgrace comes upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Give me some amen, you guys. If you want that, let them be caught in that trap they set for us. Mm-hmm. Let them be caught in the trap they set for us. Let them be destroyed in the pit they dug for us. Amen. Okay, this is Psalm 37. So I'm sorry, 35. If you're looking for a verse to pray, go to 35. Go to 35. Yeah. All right. I love this. Oh. I love this. I love this whole thing. With every bone in my body, I will praise the Lord. Lord, who can compare with you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Remember our Lord Jesus when he said, that who can snatch the lamb right from the wolf's mouth? Who can remember that our Lord Jesus was talking about the strong man. Who can stop the strong man? Obviously, he's talking about only he can really stop the strong man. He's talking about who can stop Satan. Only he is able to stop the strong man. Who else protects the helpless and the poor from those who rob them? Malicious witnesses testify against me. They lie. They lie like every word out of their mouth. They accuse me of crimes I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good, and I'm sick with despair. When they were ill, I grieved for them. I denied myself by fasting for them, but my prayers returned unanswered. Like, why is the Lord not answering my prayers? It's because the Lord is against them. He's against them. Do y'all understand that? It's serious. All right, so read for us, Miss Tammy, 14 through 16.
Okay. I was sad, as though they were my friends or family, as if I were grieving my own mother. But they are glad now that I am in trouble. They gleefully join together against me. I am attacked by people I don't even know. They slander me constantly. They mock me and call me names. They snarl at me.
Yeah. Yep. Anybody had some of that? You go on social media, you're trying to help people understand the truth, and they snarl at you, mm-hmm. and they mock you and call you names, just like you were just saying earlier. You know, some people are doing it because they are just ignorant. Okay. Some people are doing it on purpose. And why? Because they have to stop the truth. They have, their job is to stop the truth. And that's what they do. That's, you know, they work on the side of demons. Now, some people just say it because they're ignorant. Okay. And so the Lord Jesus said not to judge anything before the time. How long, O Lord, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from their fierce attacks. Protect my life from these lions. Then I will thank you in front of the great assembly. I'll praise you before all the people. Don't let my treacherous enemies rejoice over my defeat. How about that? There's your prayer. Don't let these enemies rejoice over America's defeat. Do not let them. They've laughed at behind our backs. And they, for years and years and years, Lord, do not let that stop their laughter. No more laughing at us and what they're doing. They laugh at these poor people who continually take the jab. They just laugh and laugh and laugh at how stupid these people are. They laugh at the people who are, you know, and I, you know, I've talked so many times about the health page. You know, go to the health page, freedomforce.live/health. This is the ways to get your health back. You know, and not to take, in my opinion, I'm not a doctor, but these things have worked. That how to detox, how to have the silver, which is a real, a true antibiotic. How to do methylene blue that can, you know, help to stave off so many illnesses, even prevent Alzheimer's. You know, help your brain to continue the connection, that stopping dementia, the leaky gut, and stopping the gallstones instead of having your gallbladder removed. Doing the chlorine dioxide, which is amazing. Chlorine dioxide is amazing. Now you can have it in mouthwash and toothpaste and nasal spray. They laugh because we take their remedies for our sicknesses, and they think it's so funny that we get sicker. So we're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that. Don't let them laugh at us. Don't let those who hate me without a cause gloat over my sorrow. Gloat over our sickness. People who've taken all these treatments from them, and it's just been, just pray. Ask the Lord to guide you. That's what I've done. And he's guided all those things on the health page. The Lord has guided me to those things. And I've seen person after person after person. Like the prescribing life, we see people, person after person after person being pain-free. If you're not familiar with prescribinglife.com, and if you've got pain, please go and just do a phone call and just see if this can help you. It's helped so many people who've been in pain for years and years and years, and they know the treatments. They know what can help someone, and they leave them in a torture chamber of pain and misery. Makes me so mad. Don't let those who hate me without a cause gloat over my sorrow. We're going to be well, and we're no longer listening to their lies. They don't talk of peace. They plot against innocent people who mind their own business, like these poor people of Gaza, the poor people of even of Ukraine. They hijack countries and use the people for cannon fodder. We just celebrated yesterday D-Day on 6-6. This was done where these people were sent to almost certain death on the beach. Just a small percentage lived to get onto the beach. You cannot tell me that that was the only way to do that. I'm sorry. There's just no way. They did this. The controllers did this on purpose. The innocent people who were just going to try to save, you know, the world, and had the good intentions in mind, and they're led to their deaths. Innocent people. Innocent people who are trying to mind their own business in Gaza. They shout, aha, aha, with their own eyes. We saw him do it. They lie about someone. Oh, we saw Mike Lindell, like what Mike Lindell's been doing. Oh, we saw him. He talked bad about our company. Now, I don't know all the details of what's going on in that trial right now, but, you know, he's over there trying to stop the election fraud and call them out. They're like, he talked bad about us. Yeah, because your machines are used to cheat. You know, oh, we saw him. Get him, Judge. You know, shut down the MyPillow company. Oh, Lord, you know all about this. Do not stay silent. Do not abandon me now, oh, Lord. Please, Lord, don't abandon poor Mike Lindell. They've taken $60 million of his that he's trying to save our country. And they're trying to stomp and crush my pillow. Oh, it makes me so mad. The man has done and done and done and done. And you've seen it when he comes on the show. He still fights like I've never seen somebody, except for Trump, who fights like such, like this. Do not abandon him, Lord. Wake up. Rise to our defense. Rise to Mike Lindell's defense. Take up my case, my Lord, and my God and my Lord. Declare me not guilty, O Lord. Give justice, true justice. Don't let my enemies laugh about me in my troubles. Don't let them say, look, we got what we wanted. Now we'll eat him alive. Who does this sound like? This sounds exactly like the New World Order. May those who rejoice at my troubles be humiliated and disgraced. May those who triumph over me be covered with shame and dishonor. But give great joy to those who come to my defense. Let them continually say, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. Then I will proclaim your justice. I will praise you all day long. Yes. How about that? Psalm 35. That's not kidding. Yes, Mike is a warrior. He really is. Don't forget, go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code Melly. And let's get it, whatever you can get. He's got lots of great things going on right now. And basically, he's saying all that money that he's wanting to use is just going to the trial. Just the man is unbelievable. They didn't know who they were messing with when they messed with Mike Lindell. He's tough, tough, tough as nails. Anyway, but yeah, I just hope that you guys enjoy this. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to go grab the verses that I wanted you guys to study. I'm going to pop them in the comment section, all the prayers, and I'm just going to shout them out for those who are, okay, let me make sure I'm going to the right place. Okay, hang on. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pop it into the chat and as well as into the comment section. I'm going to pop it in there. I'm going to shout them out. The imprecatory psalms that like this one that we just read in Psalm 35 are Psalm 5, 6, 11, 12, 35, 37, 40, 52, 54, 56, 57, 58, 59, 69, 79, 83, 94, 137, 139, and 143. Okay? So if you're listening on the podcast and you don't see it on the screen, then I want you to be able to know where to go to be able to pray these prayers. And so, you know, maybe each day you'll do a different one in your quiet time that you have to say, okay, Lord, I want you to, I'm going to pray this prayer. And then I was going to have one more. Psalm 144. Let me see. I don't want to maybe read the whole thing because our time is running out. But look, why don't we go? I'll make this bigger. Would you read that for us, Tammy?
I will. Okay. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer. He is my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Part your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains that they may smoke. Flash forth your lightning and scatter them. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down from on high and set me free and rescue me from the deep waters, from the grasp of foreigners whose mouths speak falsehood, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing to you a new song, O Lord. On a harp of 10 strings, I will make music to you, to him who gives victory to kings, who sees his servant David from the deadly sword. Set me free and rescue me from the grasp of foreigners, whose mouths speak falsehood, whose right hands are deceitful. Then our sons will be like plants nurtured in their youth, our daughters like corner pillars carved to adorn a palace. Our storehouse will be full, supplying all manner of produce. Our flocks will bring forth thousands, tens of thousands in our fields. Our oxen will bear great loads. There will be no breach in the walls, no going into captivity, and no cry of lament from our streets. Blessed are the people of whom this is so. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Amen. This is our future, everybody. Our daughters, our sons will be like plants nurtured in the youth. Our daughters will be like corner pillars carved to adorn a palace. This is what is going to happen. The Lord is going to rout our enemies, and we will enter the golden age. This is what we see. Yeah, this reach down from on high. Set me free. Set us free. Set the world free. Rescue us from the deep waters, from the grasp of foreigners. Really, when it's talking about foreigners here, it's not about an ethnicity. It's talking about those who are foreign, who are different, who worship Satan, evildoers. These one, and it describes it, the foreigners whose mouths speak falsehood, their hands are deceitful. These people are not like us. We are the ones who follow the Lord. We are just wanting peace and happiness and for everybody and everybody to have what they need. They are the ones who lie and lie and lie, and people, you know, believe them. Just like I was just hearing today, JD was talking with Theo about that 88% of the money that was sent to USAID went to the NGOs. Only 12% went to the people. It's shocking. It's shocking beyond shocking, you know, and they know that, and they've lied to us about so many things. We don't have time to go into all the different ways that they've lied to us, but the Lord is going to end all that, and he's going to set us free and rescue us from these people. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to do that. All right. That's enough for today. These are pretty intense. These are pretty intense. They're good, but they're pretty intense, I know. This is our job. You know, a lot of people don't know about these psalms, aren't taught to pray these psalms in the word, in their church. And so many people are not awake. So that's why it's our job. That's why it's our job. We are awake, and we also know that this is biblical. We also know these are our prayers to pray. So that's what we're going to do, right? That's our job. And then the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. I've made you, you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over much. If you haven't seen Revelation 20, check out the chapter on Revelation 20 about us ruling and reigning with him. You can also see them on the freedomforce.live. Go to the page where it talks about all the small group study. Get the book over on Amazon. Get the book. Go through. Answer the questions. This is really important. As a teacher, the only way you learn is just listening to me really is not the best way to learn. Okay? You need to go through and read it and answer the questions. And then you'll know, oh, I didn't know the answer to this. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. It's a teaching moment. Sometimes you listen to me say it, and you're like, oh, I know that. Well, you don't know it unless you've kind of tested yourself. And that's what the workbook is for, you to test yourself. Do I really know this information? So that when you are out there speaking to someone, that you feel like you're ready to go and have that conversation. Okay? And I get steamrolled. Okay? All right, we just have to prepare, study to show yourself an approved workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. It takes preparation, okay? So that's what I'm trying to help you guys on. All right, Tammy, would you lead us in prayer?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We praise you. We honor you. We just ask that you open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds, Lord, that we hear everything that you have to say to us today. We ask each person here today, Lord, to just take this message and go forth with it. We just ask that every breath we breathe in your life, and every breath we breathe out everything that is not of you. And we just ask, Lord, that you help us take this message forward, make us to be confident, make us to be warriors for you, and to just have confidence in the face of those who oppose us, Lord, because your word is truth, and the truth will eventually get out to everyone. We just ask that we be a part of that. Mm-hmm. We go out, we ask for prayers for each person that is doing their part, and we just ask, Lord, that the parts get bigger and bigger, and that we know more and more and have more and more confidence in you and what you're having with us and through us. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. Okay, four things to do. Don't forget to go to my ex account, Melissa Redpill. Please go over and like and comment as much as you can to share this information. And I love our little bubble over on Telegram, but if you can help me on the X, I would really, really appreciate it. Number two, don't forget to go to the health page, freedomforce.live. Make sure that you go to the health page and make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. Give my green smoothie recipe, things you can get at the grocery store to make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you learn how to take care of yourself, and so that you know how to, not necessarily believe everything you've heard from some Harma. Okay, number three, go to don't forget to help support Mike Lindell. if you can. Pray for him. Pray. You can go to the Lindell Offense Fund. Go to mypillow.com/Melly. Pray for him on this whole thing, that this will be great victory and expose this to the entire world. One more thing. What was the other thing? I'll see you tomorrow morning. That was not it. That was one other thing I forgot. But tomorrow morning, I'll see you at 11 a.m. Central for our regular show. I guess that's it, guys. If there's anything, I'll pop it into the chat or into the comments. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so glad that we're here together. And we will talk to you later.
Later.